Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I've been tasked with the challenge of reviewing the voice of someone who I'd never ever heard of before, but I'm so glad I now have, and it was recommended by one of you guys, actually about three of you guys out there. I'm sorry, I haven't got your names off the top of my head. In fact, most people who offer these ideas only have the names of their YouTube channel, not their own name, so I don't really know who I'm talking to anyway. So maybe let yourself know if it was you that recommended this voice to me, or one of the people that did. Anyway, this is the voice of none other than Markiplier. I think I'm saying that correctly. Markiplier, like multiplier. Markiplier. Markiplier. That's it. Markiplier.
I was working an internship and I got laid off from my job.
Anyway, when I first discovered him through your suggestions, I thought, straight away, I thought, fantastic. Oh, that is such an amazing voice. That is someone I can really, you know, offers benefit. It's someone that people can really look at and learn from as a strong, bold, confident, and clear, resonant voice. And then I discovered he's not just a gamer. He's not just a YouTube host. He's an actor. He's a trained performer, and typically, I always say, I'm doing too many actors, I should really stop, you know, using them, you know, to do these reviews, because is it helping anyone, these people with great voices, because they've trained as actors? But the thing is, I didn't know that. I just thought, you know, I knew he's done something, but some people are natural. Some people are naturally gifted, because, you know, they just have everything in place for them. But this guy clearly has done some training. And so I apologize if I'm bringing another review of someone who is a trained actor, but it's worthwhile. He's very well known. He's got a fantastic voice. And he's like, I think Markiplier is like the full package of a good voice. And let's just discuss why. But actually, first, let's listen to him a little bit.
I was working an internship and I got laid off from my job. I was in a bad relationship. I had a tumor. I just had all these different things that were hitting me all at once. And I remember I was lying in the hospital bed and I was just thinking to myself, I had no control over my life.
Right, let's get the downside of his voice out of the way first. I think it's because he's tired in this particular interview, but there's a little bit of a husk there, and that's from tiredness. He's got vocal tiredness, and that could be maybe because he's wearing a shirt and tie and he's on a show and he's got a bit of adrenaline, maybe because he's on this, you know, late night show. And also maybe he's not been drinking enough water, maybe he's been drinking some alcohol in the backstage area, maybe he's had too much coffee in the day, but something has restricted his voice or made it a bit weary and a little bit tired. So although he's got a brilliant voice, this is probably not the best example of it. However, it's worth noting that all those elements I mentioned are things that can contribute to you like sort of not having an optimal voice. So proper hydration, drinking lots of water, especially the day before you need to speak, getting lots of sleep, enough sleep that's right for you, wearing clothes that are comfortable and allow you to be able to express yourself and, you know, hold you in a physicality that is relaxed, and warming up before you need to speak or sing, and warming down after you need to speak or sing. And those are some healthy tips that we can start with for this one. Let's move on.
I was only doing what people expected out of me. So when I wanted to, like, get out of that hospital and kind of get back on my feet, I wanted to do something that I had control of and that made me happy.
So, as I say, with all the voices that I love, one thing that's very clear to me about him is, although he's kind of like quite a stocky guy, I think he's kind of a bit muscle bound, he's found relaxation with it. He's able to let go of his belly and relax. He breathes deeply, he breathes normally, naturally, and he's obviously worked on himself to do that. And at acting school, let me just let you in on this little thing. At drama school, at acting school, one of the first things you will ever learn in any kind of professional establishment, in any professional conservatoire, is relearning how to breathe again. And that is why on my 8-week course, breath is the first thing we do. Because once you can sort of get that right, everything else starts falling into place like a jigsaw puzzle, you know? You get the first core pieces there, the foundation you can build on top of that. So breath is the foundation, and he clearly has it. And he doesn't restrict himself because his airflow is relaxed and free. Remember that breath is very important. Anyone tells you it's not important is full of because it is everything. It gives you life and it feeds the machine that creates vibrations, which are words. Now, due to his accent, he sends air placement up through his nose, and he's kind of
up there. Even though his resonance is down here, he's sending a lot of sound up into his nose, but he's articulate enough that he doesn't need to over-articulate. I think if he did, he might sound a bit false and misleading, but he's kind of got one of those voices that you can imagine as advertising new movies. You know, like Hollywood Productions, this year at a cinema near you. He's kind of got one of those kind of exciting, ooh, gravelly, deep, rich, resonant voices that you just love to listen to when it's recorded voiceover-wise. And I think one of the reasons he's become so popular is because his voice is so fantastic. He's lovely to listen to. He's really engaging. And this, again, comes down to relaxation and space. Creating space in your machine, in your vocal instrument. Allowing the throat to be open. Allowing air to flow and just... Even though he's a little restricted in this video, it's, you know, and he's got kind of, he's probably got quite good strong vocal folds. So, they're able to produce a clear, proper sound, even if not so much in this particular video. But it is, again, I mean, like, I don't know what to say to you. I keep saying this. I keep bringing actors into this, you know, series of videos, and I keep talking about relaxation and opening up at the back and relaxing the belly. But it's true. That's what these people are physically doing. He is actually doing that. And that's why he's creating this wonderful, rich, resonant sound. So, if you want a wonderfully rich and resonant voice, no matter if it's a high voice or a low voice or someone who's naturally gifted in one, you know, tone or another, if you want to be able to share yourself more vocally, more with more authority and attract a wider audience of listeners, then being comfortable in your own skin, being relaxed, relaxing, letting go of your belly and creating space in the back of your throat and your nose and allowing air to flow is what's really going to do it for you. All right? And if you haven't already, sign up to the first week of my 8-week course and get the week on breath for free. Please do that. You don't have to take the rest of the course. It's fine. There's enough on this channel to keep you going for a good couple of years. And by then, you'll have the voice you want. If you go through every single one of my videos, right? If you go through every one on this channel, you have the ability to have the voice of your dreams. Are you doing that? Are you going through it every day? If not... why not? And if you haven't signed up on my website, vocabilities.com, to the free week on breath of the 8-week course, then do it. It's going to help you. I'm not charging you for that. Just do it. Go do it now. Help yourself out. Do yourself a favor. If you want a voice like Markiplier, whose voice is relaxed, resonant, rich, and round, and big, and authoritative, you need to start with the breath and relaxation. And that's how you can do it. Thank you for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, stay relaxed, let go of your belly, yawn more, and look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling them real badly. So I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone by.